Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. You've been hearing us talk a lot about Sean Mattson the last few weeks. We got him on the show to get a better understanding of why a human being would possibly do this, D'Anthony.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would do anything, to be honest. I mean, here's what I do. Nothing.
Nothing.
I nap frequently, and that's pretty much it, really.
Yeah, it's pretty much it for you. And, you know, but every former Navy SEAL who comes on the show is jacked. They're doing marathons, triathlons, things like that.
Or it's Ray Care, and he won't stop going live on Instagram doing push-ups.
Yes,
I swear to God, one of these days, I'm just going to suicide bomb him.
I mean, you should.
I'm going to walk up and hug him. He's going to be like, oh, that's really
but
nice.
But do it on live. Do it on his live feed so he gets some subscribers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well... I mean, he won't be able to use them after that, but sure.
Nah, but it's worth it in post-mortem, obviously.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Sean is no different than the former Navy SEALs. Sean Mattson, my God, man, you are doing... help me understand this, right? You're doing a one-mile run in a full bomb suit that is 80 pounds to break the Guinness World Record.
So, yeah, exactly. So, it's technically 84 pounds, but
sure. No. Why don't you call me out on that for sure?
It's 84 pounds. It's 1 mile. We're going to be doing it up at George Mason Saturday, April 3rd. We're going to have it live stream. And so we're raising money for Get Headstrong, an amazing organization that helps with suicides, veterans, and everything. So the current world record is held by a guy in the UK. And the time to beat is 7 minutes and 24 seconds.
Okay, so knowing that the record is 7:24, have you gone a mile yet to see if you can beat it? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, so 2 years ago, I attempted the same thing. And like everybody, you know, I did my dive, had this whole thing in my head. And there was two other guys that were going to attempt it the same day I was. And they decided to put them, us all on the same start line. And as soon as the gun went off, I was like, I just have to fucking beat these guys. And I just took off. And my first 400 was around 123. And then, my 800 split, I was at around 630. my heart rate, I mean, 630 pace. So if I would have continued on that,
I thought you meant by the end of the second lap, you were at 630. No.
But on lap three, I had to start walking because I was watching tunnel. I was just watching everything collapse and I stumbled and I about ready passed out because I just went out too fast. I completely shit my plan and didn't do what I was supposed to do. So, I'm smarter now. I'm a little bit older. I've got a pacer this time. Just Saturday, I did it again and I was right on pace. So, I'm ready to rock.
Well, let's raise the stakes here, Sean. If you fail, what's going to happen here? Because there's got to be something in failure. We host a sports show that's become rather large. Currently, can you cut to Hot Bob back there? Is there a camera on him? Great. That is Hot Bob. If you can see him, he's been forced to wear a Liberty jersey for a month straight without washing it because he lost a bet to me during the NCAA tournament a couple weeks ago. There's consequences here, Sean. Yeah. So mentally, what is the consequence if you lose this for America? Because let's be honest.
Whoa, for America? Why are you putting so much pressure on him?
This should not be a world record that's held over there. We have already beat that country.
That's true. Yeah.
So what's on the line for you if you don't do it? Are you just going to donate like double the money for charity, like out of your own pocket? How is that going to work if you don't break the record?
No, I haven't had anyone ask me that yet. So I don't know. I'm like,
does he seem like the kind of guy to write a concession
speech? I don't know. I'm open to suggestions. I guess
you have to lead the reinvasion of England.
Yeah. Yeah. Or lead the he's got to go get tea out of the harbor or something up in Boston.
No, let's go throw tea in the English channel. Fuck those guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's England done lately for anybody?
Nothing.
Other than Zuby breaking all the female records after identifying as a male for a day.
Yeah, you know nothing, I mean? Really. Nothing.
That's I haven't seen anything good come out of England in a long time.
So there is a female that's also attempting it and her that same day. So I could go the next day and say that I'm a female and attempt it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, like as soon as she breaks it, do it the next day and break her record and just send her a Christmas card and be like, get fucked.
No, she, I mean, again, like, I mean, she's 5 foot five. And I mean, wearing the exact same suit.
Holy
I'm
shit.
Just like,
there's no fucking way.
No, she's not going to do anything.
But is this a separate record for women and men?
Yeah, or? so the record for the women is 11 minutes and some change. So,
still, there's no fucking way,
but
man.
Still, I mean...
That's like, a lot of weight.
Again, same weight, everything. I mean, that's still putting out.
If she's 5'5", that's probably at least half of her body weight, if not like 60, 65% of her body weight added on, right?
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the size of gal she is, there's no fucking way she's doing that.
No.
I mean, if she does it, then we'll fucking have a parade or some shit because that'll be the greatest achievement in history.
I will do a live show where I will let her eat sushi off my nude body.
I don't think anybody wants that, especially not a woman.
I think they do.
No.
I think it's the time, right? Because everybody feels comfortable with one another and there's no controversy about anything. So I think you're good. Can I say full body shave, Sean? I've only known you with sort of a scruff and beard and all that stuff. I'd like to see you without eyebrows, no hair, and also no beard. Full body shave if you lose and don't bring this back to America. Because how long has this record been sitting over in Britain?
About 3-4 years, I think.
Oof, what if, what three, about 3-4 years too long, brother?
What if you get like a, if you lose, you get a Union Jack tramp stamp?
Ah, that would be great.
British flag. Right on the bottom, right above the crack of your butt.
Are you married, Sean?
I'm going with the full shave. I like that one. I didn't like the
hair grows back, right?
Idea, but I like the full. Maybe something with wearing a UK.
Oh yeah, like a like you got to go full fop. You have to wear like the wig, the fucking powder makeup,
shit. Yeah. I would like to
see
that.
You have to come back on Drinker Bros in full fop. I think that's fair. Right.
I think that's fair.
Because that shit comes off at the end of the day, but it lasts forever.
And he's doing whiteface as a white man, so
I think that's cool.
Yeah, you're fine with that.
It's technically white-er face.
But full shave.
Yep.
And come back on, and then and full get up.
I think full shave except the beard. Keep the beard, lose the eyebrows and the hair. Just because it's going to look way crazier that way.
Or just keep get a goatee.
Yeah.
Just do the goatee.
A nice Fu Manchu and then come back and do it.
Or you could do the handlebar mustache and the mohawk like Chuck Liddell right here.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a Chuck Liddell lookalike contest here in Austin and we'll have Chuck be in the contest. He'll be one of the contestants. We'll just use makeup to cover up his tattoo so people don't know it's him.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
We could do a side by side with him and I, and be like, you know, who wore better?
Yeah,
exactly, exactly. In all sincerity, what is it with Navy SEALs in particular that it's like, dude, you guys are still in like the craziest shape and doing like the craziest shit, even when you get out? Like most people are like, all right, that was a fun run, but I'm all done with like being in shape and killing people every day. But with you guys, it's not the case. We've had who? Brendan Gleeson on. Brent Gleason,
yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Sean, you guys are all doing crazy fucking shit.
But not Rob.
Rob? Rob's still in pretty good shape.
He's in great shape. He's just not doing any kind of crazy shit like this.
No. So, you know, some other things, though.
Yeah.
But what is that? Is it just something you can't shake where you're like, hey, man, I'm used to doing, you know, the best shit on the planet?
I mean, I just enjoy it. Like for me, it's a stress reliever, honestly. Like I like to work out and I enjoy it. And then it does give me something. I just feel like if I don't set a goal or do something, mm-hmm. then it's just going in there and just kind of like, okay, I work out, like feel good. But I don't feel like the same way like I feel right now where I go in and I'm killing myself. But, you know, I tell you one thing, though. I mean, it does start wearing on your body, too. Like, I mean, it's as the older and older we're getting, it's like, fuck, like, do I really want to keep doing these things to myself? Because this hurts. Like, every morning I wake up, I'm like, man, I'm glad when this little training session's over and I can just go back to, like, my, you know, tough workouts that weren't really tough anymore. And it's right. like, these would be nice to go back to those.
If you don't break this record, are you going to attempt it again? Or is, like you said, is your body just getting older and you're like, well, shit. Like, do you feel like there's a timeline left of like, all right, I only have a couple more years to do this.
You know, the thing is I've done so many trials of this and have beaten it. Like, I feel like it's just time to show up for game day and fucking do it. Like, I would be, if I don't get it this time, it'd be really hard not to try it again. Like, it's just, I've done it with, when there's no pressure on the day. And then when I show up for game day, I mean, granted, I've only done it one time in terms of when the show counts and there's actually the people there timing and things like that. But, you know, I think if I can just put everything together, I've got a guy who's going to be pacing me. And it's funny, it's a guy that I went to Buds with, and he's like, man, he's like, this is a lot of pressure. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Let's talk about pressure here right now. Like, I'm wearing the fucking suit. Like, you don't have to run in a suit. You just got to run a minute and 50 seconds around each time. Like, I think you could do that. Okay. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, I've got the suit on. I've got to do that.
Well, let me ask you this then. If you break it and then the guy comes back and beats your record the next year, like, how old is that dude over in Britain?
Oh, he's older than I am, definitely.
Well, we can just we'll go over there and we'll send Jeff Galluli over there to handle him.
Yeah. Because I don't want to. If you do break it, Sean, like, I don't want that guy, you know, the word getting back to him and then him thinking,
no,
hey man, I got to go out and re-break this record. We'll frame, that's going to be a long life.
Yeah, we'll frame that guy for murder and have the bodies pick him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we should do is just somehow shut down it. So they can't do it anymore. It has to be in the United States.
You know, we could do. We could
have to be a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. We could get a lab and have them toy around with viruses, and then maybe accidentally it gets out.
Yeah, in England.
Yeah, I mean, that's what China did. So fuck. Why
that's
not?
That's never happened. That's weird.
Oh yeah, it's funny how the CDC, former CDC director is like, yeah, it seems like that probably came out of a lab in China, and everybody's like, no, man, come on. Yeah. No.
What a crock of shit.
No, get fucked, you fucking loser. Now the new CDC director is crying on television worrying about the impending doom of a fourth wave. Like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. The impending doom. It's so dangerous. You have to be told by somebody that you have it. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
And that's pretty rough.
They finally got that tugboat out of the Suez Canal.
Did they?
So, yeah.
Wow.
6 days is what
somebody made a great meme, and it was a great combo meme. You don't see these mashups very often, but it was Biden. He had fallen down and he was stuck in the Suez Canal.
Ah, yeah. I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just a good mashup. Everything comes together sometimes. I like it.
It really does. Look, you're in the meme culture world here, Sean, owning a company. Cause you know, when you start an Instagram, and all the social media, you're posting memes, looking at memes, finding things all the time. Obviously, you've got a new company, Cardomax, cardomax.com. Yep. Promo code DB gets you a BOGO there. They're right in front of me as we speak. Discuss that and how hard it is to restart a company and from scratch and all that stuff, because you're the owner of this, correct?
Yeah, it's correct. Yep. So Zach Steinbach, he and I own a company called Mapbox. We went through Buds together. We've been in business for 11 years now with Mapbox. We do for that company, it's a lot of innovative technologies and products. And then so Cardomax, we just started shipping everything January of this year. So January 1, right after, I guess, whatever the actual date was, it was actually not a holiday, the second or third or whatever. We started shipping products. But I mean, it's everything is on us now. So they, you know, we don't have any other partners. We don't have anything else. So we were, you know, it's the good and the bad. So all the good thing is we can get shit done a lot quicker. Cause mm-hmm. we just, hey, do you like this? Yep. Like that, go. And then, you know, but the other thing is everything's relying on us now to do it. So, you know, when we have to make a decision or we have to get something done, it's us or farming it out to someone else to get done and then following up. And then he and I both have extreme ADD. So it's like, we forget that we had something out to somebody and we're like, whatever happened with that? And then we go back and, oh yeah, I owe him this or that or whatever. So, but, it's rocking and rolling. Like I said, we just started shipping January. So we're getting ready to hit the end of the third month in business with that. We've almost shipped over 6,000 orders. Wow. I mean, it is rocking already. Shit. So, you know, we hired a group to help us with Facebook and social media ads. And I mean, they are just been fucking crushing it.
Yeah. And again, the meme thing, like whenever you're a company, it's so hard when you have a company page to make it cool. Where you're just like, all right, shit, I got to spice this up with memes or something else and everything else. So do you have full social team and all that stuff?
So yeah, we do. You know, that's something that we've been toying around with a little bit. One of the things that we've been getting into, and we just started posting the first one, and we've got a database now of about 3 months worth of those infographs. Really, you know, it's, you know, not a meme, but it's not like product, just constant product placement. And it's like, here, you know, here's a cool picture. So we've been using, or we're starting to use those. We're going to start dropping those on Wednesday mornings for those. And so like the next one that we got posted up is like your perfect squat form. And so using that and highlighting specific areas and stuff. And then we've got some recipes for smoothies. We've got, you know, just general health and fitness stuff that, you know, hey, if you want to live a healthy lifestyle, you got to go to sleep. You got to drink water. You got to do that, you know, so some of that we've got coming out as well.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is you're living that life because you're in shape. My wife always says the same thing. Like whenever I meet a fat person who says they're a trainer, I immediately say you're in the wrong.
There's a lot of trainers on Instagram these days. A lot of them look like they don't train at all.
But you walk that you're in shape.
You talk about Instagram. Have you gotten into Clubhouse at all?
Oh yeah. I'm all over Clubhouse.
So Clubhouse is 10 times worse than Instagram on that, where everyone's a fucking life coach.
Oh yeah.
And they've done a kajillion dollars in sales. And it's like, well, did you do that? No. My clients have all done that. So you don't really know. And oh my gosh,
yeah.
Everybody, it's like, if all these people are life coaches, well then like, Who are you actually helping? Because like you're all coaches.
Yeah, and when you said, "Hey, I'm doing a supplements company," I was like, "All right, cool, that makes sense."
Yeah.
Because if it was like a 400 pound dude going, "Hey, I've got a supplement company," you'd be like, "Man, I'm probably gonna pass on that and hop on down the bunny trail to some other supplements."
Yeah. Like if he's a chef, then I'll take his advice because he looks like he's fed pretty well.
Yes, I want a fat chef.
Fat chef. Life. If you're getting directions from somebody, a guy with one leg, right? Because he knows the
desserts,
shortcuts.
Desserts, bakery. Yeah. Like I mean, all that stuff, right? Like that's what I want.
Yeah, directions. Guy with one leg or one arm.
I don't know if the one arm is a problem for getting about. To be
honest. You know, on a compass, there's only four directions, so you know
what.
North, south, east, and west.
Yeah, but you can still point and all. You just did it with one hand, fuckface.
But you don't need another arm for that.
No, you went too far. We had it, and you went too far.
That's where I crossed the line today.
Well, there's no line being crossed.
That's the line. We know, now you know where the line is. You know?
One arm, guys, is where we, after fucking 1,000 episodes of Drinking Bros, one arm, guys, is where you drew the line today.
I'm just saying, that was you didn't need to go any farther. Right? You know what I mean?
But yeah, a fat chef. I need a fit guy who's trying to break records and shit to give me supplements. And
I mean, it's like
stuff.
going to business school and the guy's never run a business.
Yeah.
Like you can teach me about the history of business and certain types of stuff, but it ends there. All right. Otherwise you would be those who can't do teach. Right. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
Like if you're a life coach, what's your life all about? What'd you do in your life that was so cool?
Yeah.
And all these dudes like fucking motivational speakers, every single one of them started out with millions of dollars from their parents for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Like Gary Vee and fucking Tony Robbins and people like that. Even Trump with all his bullshit. Like, I'm pretty sure I could make a couple more bucks out of 2 million.
I saw a good meme this morning that was just that. It was like the 6 key things that you need to do to run a $10 million company. And like point 6 was your dad owns a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah.
It's like, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Are you in with Cardamax? Is it just you guys? Did you guys get outside financing or is it all you guys?
It's just us. So yeah, we were able to, with the success from Mapbox and other things like that, what we're getting, you know, from our owner shares and stuff like that, from that distributions and all, basically start this from that with now outside investors and stuff. So it's Zach and I. And it interesting thing is like the immune booster, for example, which has what are called adaptogens, which are natural, adaptogens have been around since about 80 years to help your body fight your natural stressors. So ginseng, sazandra, rosea. Zach has been taking those individual ingredients for years now, just buying them, and they're natural like roots. And so when we decided to start the company, he's like, well, why don't we just take all these things and concentrate them in and, you know, emulsify them, turn it into the liquid supplements. And so, you know, that was the premise behind that. The one thing that we haven't really talked about with you guys much is like the recovery has two out of three ingredients that the Rangers are starting to use right now to help with TBI. And there's a lot of early research that's coming out of Texas A&M with a supplement called Cytoclone. Obviously, everybody knows creatine and then fish oil. But those three ingredients in a certain amount of doses are actually helping guys with mild TBI and minimizing the effects of TBI both pre and post. So we added that into our recovery at those dosages just for those reasons there. So again, the Rangers started issuing it to the guys a couple years, about 18 months ago, to help with the TBI and TBI effects.
Right. I mean, ginseng has been used for a long time for a lot of different reasons. One of the least known uses, but probably the most significant, in my opinion, is not only does it reduce cortisol, like the stress hormone in your body, it reduces the HPA reaction to stress. So not only will it decrease it now, but in the future, if you're constantly taking ginseng, it'll make your body produce less cortisol, even in high stress environments, which, by the way, isn't just a matter of mental health. Your love handles come from cortisol,
yes,
for the most part,
correct,
right?
Yes.
So it's a high stress fat that builds up on your side. It's you're for whatever reason, a bajillion years ago, your brain was stressed out about finding fat in the wild, finding sugar in the wild, right?
Yeah.
So it stores that shit. If it gets under stress, the less stress you are, the leaner you'll be, technically speaking.
Correct. And I have a fucking massive cortisol issue. I have for, I don't know, probably it started about three or four years ago. I finally got some tests done and all that other shit to get the levels checked and everything. And we talked about it on Dr. Frank on an episode. The problem with it is it's hard to... there's no shot for it or anything. So you pretty much have to take like natural ingredients, or you can get some form of surgery where they come in and cut something out of the back of your thing. And they were like, you won't be able to talk for like 4 or 5 months. But owning your own company, as you know, when you start it and it is all your own money, which is because Dan and I are in the same way here. And it's like, fucking A, is it stressful, man? Invoices are late. You know, meetings after, you know, the fun stuff. When you're doing it is great, but then the rest of the day is putting out fire after fire. What would you recommend for cortisol and all that other, like a high cortisol?
Well, clearly our immune booster.
is that real though? Like for real? That's.
I mean, honestly, I like as soon as Zach started telling me about it and everything, and I literally drink one or two of those a day, and have felt a difference in just. Like Dan, you were talking about just like the okay, I've got something coming up for me. Like working out is always a good stress reliever too.
Right.
So I usually work out, and I've never found, or I don't say like, okay, you have to take the immune booster in the morning or you have to take it at night. Like I literally just, when I'm getting more stressed or more things coming up, I'll take it and just feel that just kind of ease and calming down. So, but you know, like today, I'm mixing that with some of the energy intensifier because after this I'm going to go work out. But I really just wanted the flavoring then more than anything. Though I'm not stressed right now, but I was like, I want the flavoring. I like the mix. And the other thing with the immune booster is it does help in endurance situations too, because it does help with your vascular system to again just decreases the stress but increase that endurance.
Yeah, because you know, endurance wise, I'm fine, Sean. You know, like I can fuck for hours, and you know, obviously I'm a
different supplement. We'll get one of those coming too.
So. I'm a generous lover, Sean.
We can hook you up. We can hook you up with Roman for a partnership on that.
Yeah, what if you mixed in some Roman in those supplements?
It's a drinkable,
my God, man. A drinkable boner.
It's called
drink.
It's called Cardafuck. Right. Why not?
That would be great. Could you sell that in stores?
This is America.
Like boner juice in a bottle. Yeah, it's Cardomax boner juice.
I don't know if I call it boner juice, but
why not? Boner juice is great.
Yeah, I mean, it's BJ.
Rolls off the tongue.
BJ, boner juice.
Yeah, boner juice.
There's a lot of fucking puns you can make. Yeah.
Achieve your climax.
Exactly. the rest of it is what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out the cortisol and all that bullshit, but hey, you know?
He's been taking, and, you know, as we're, you know, looking at the different categories for us and just being, you know, it was hard to come up with a name too, because it's like immediately people think immune booster and they think, well, I'm not sick, I don't need to drink this. And so that was something, but you also don't want to call it like a stress reliever, because it's more than just that. So we went with immune booster, but again, it's more than just the immune system, because I mean, stressors, obviously, if you're having stress in your body, both mentally and physically, you can get sick easier. I mean, it's a known thing. So that will help with, you know, helping suppress that. You know, again, the research is out there to show that, you know, 80 plus years people have been using these to help with colds and flus and other things like that, just because that does help reduce your stress.
Yeah.
I mean, why I don't know why we've I guess it's just American pharmacology, but I don't know why we're still stuck in this this really ignorant and myopic view that health is somehow reactive. You know what I mean? Well, and it really doesn't make sense to me. We've had this phrase, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, for like 6 million years. Mm-hmm. It's been around as long as I've been alive, which is 6 million years.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't understand.
Me and the dinosaurs.
Yeah. It was me. Well, they were way older than that, my man. Like 50 million years ago, 60 million years ago. But fuck that.
If you believe dinosaurs are real.
Well, if you go to the if you go to the Creation Museum in Kentucky, Ken Ham's place, you'll see cavemen riding dinosaurs around. Because not only did human beings and dinosaurs exist at the same time, but they hung out with us.
Transportation.
Yeah.
Transportation.
I mean,
it was Uber.
Yeah.
Man.
And they used to call it Duber back then.
Yeah.
It was dinosaur Uber. Yeah. Uber.
It was de Uber, though.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Uber.
Like D apostrophe Uber.
But I interrupted you, Dan, and I apologize.
I don't remember
nonsense,
what I was saying.
Just about your health.
I was saying was nonsense, too, to be honest.
Yeah. Is it? Is it? Sean, you've been on the program before. We got some sponsors, obviously, who put this show on there. We'll start with yours. Start with Cardomax. Promo code DB is you get a BOGO going on here. Buy one, get one free. I don't know how you're affording to do that.
Well, so also with the brilliant minds of the Drinking Bros, the DB is the code. It's not Drinking Bros. It's nothing else. It's DB.
Yep.
And it's not for subscriptions. So I've had plenty of people email us in and say, hey, it's not working. And then you go in there and say, well, because you're trying to get a subscription. It's for the one-time order.
Yeah.
So just to clarify that with people.
Look, people love it. So they wanted the BOGO forever. You know, they're like, hey, man, if I just type this in there, I can get a BOGO forever.
Yeah, we got some other things coming. We're gonna continue on, and we got some stuff coming with the Drinking Bros. So we'll make sure after they get their BOGO and everything like that, we take care of them. I mean, we don't want to just drop them off and say, hey, here it is. So
yeah.
We got some good stuff coming.
Awesome. Go to cardomax.com, promo code DB for a buy one, get one. Do it before they end this deal.
On whatever you want to, and then, you know, we're using these products for pre-workouts. We're using them for supplements of all kinds.
I'm using it to stay awake, man. I had a long fucking early morning flight, Sean. I get all hyped up on the blue raspberry. That's my jam. Damn goes with the pink lemonade.
I like both, actually. And here's what I'm really excited about. I'm excited about the new hard as fuck seltzer that's coming out. It's Drinking Bros seltzer. That's 8% ABV, by the way. We'll send you some when it gets here.
Yeah.
Blue is right. And I'm going to put that pink lemonade and the lemon lime.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get rocked.
Rocks.
Hey, here's a question for you. Do you know what the pink is in pink lemonade?
It's bugs, probably, right? Most food coloring is bugs.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. So we don't use any food coloring or dyes or anything like that. But the actual fruit.
Oh, the fruit's probably passion fruit, right?
Mm-mm.
What is it?
Cranberry.
Is it really? Cranberry is actually so.
Cranberry. It's cranberry lemonade is pink lemonade. Yeah. That's how you make pink lemonade.
That's interesting you say that. One of my friends was allergic to Red 40, right? But her favorite cake was red velvet cake.
It's like
buttercream frosting, and then the cake is red, but it's chocolate and Red 40 usually. So I would boil down cranberries and then extract the color out of it to do that. So that makes sense. I didn't know that about pink lemonade.
Like I was like working with our chemist, and the dude is amazing. Like, I mean, he's from Germany originally. Mm-hmm. His family's from Germany, and has a full like master's degree in food science. And is just like, oh, what do you want? Okay. It sends it, and they're just like, holy fuck, this is amazing. Like, dude, you've got to, I mean, it's obviously a science, but it's also an art to it, to get everything to work together the way you want it to. But good dude.
That's awesome, man. Next up, we got ghostbed.com/drinking bros, finest mattresses in the land. I just got an email from Rich Bernstein over there. It's Ghostbed. What'd he say? He said, well, the two free pillows, that's right. Everybody's been doing that thing.
Mm.
Look, it's 40% off a bundle package if you get the adjustable base and then you get the mattress and stuff, and that's all fine. Or you can get 30% off just by typing in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout off of anything in the store. But there was one more thing. If you got a mattress and posted yourself on it and just tagged at Ghostbed, they were going to give you two free ghost pillows. They're still doing that. He's saying, just have them add a testimonial. They can be fun, creative, etc. In the posts, and they'll find them. All they need to do is tag Ghostbed and Drinking Bros. That way you get two free pillows. The pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. When you pull them out of the box, they're about 20 degrees cooler for some reason. Those cooling pillows, I don't really know how they do that, but that lasts forever, by the way. That's not just when you pull it out of the box. I'm not sure the technology in it, but they're my favorites, and when I don't have them, I'm pissed off about it. I've been sleeping in hotels here. I'm not happy because I don't want to be one of those women on the plane who's carrying her pillow. Oh, this is my pillow. I've got to have my pillow with me. So go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and get on these deals. With that, they get a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. Mm-hmm. No interest there at Ghostbed, and all of the deals are applicable with that. So hop on over and do that. Last but not least, D'Anthony, we got bespoke posts. We got a little bit of B post here today.
Nope.
Not today?
Nope.
Oh, no bespoke post today. I was wrong.
Skip it.
All right. Will do. I had a little typo in my thing. I got notes before the show, Sean.
Yeah, you got to
hit. I'm incorrect.
Hit the little refresh button up there.
Ah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm terrible with technology, and you know that.
Yep.
We all know that. Nothing I can do about that. Quick update on that little boat, the tugboat.
Is it out, you said?
It is out, but here's the thing. They said it was like a supermoon that got it out.
What did the supermoon have to do with it? Just the light?
So it...
Like they were able to work through the night?
It raises the tide, yeah. So that happened in Carolina Beach as well, where there was a supermoon and it knocked out half the fucking beach. And then they had to go down and replenish it. What are the chances that happened and then all of a sudden they got a supermoon at a freak thing? You go through that up in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, well, every now and then you'll get that. And then obviously, like you said, the tide rises like that more than what it's supposed to. And, you know, some areas around here, I mean, they'll just like it. What's weird is it affects not just the shore, but also some of the inland waterways. And all of a sudden now you've got like roads flooded and it's like, well, it's a gorgeous day. There's no rain outside, but it, you know. Everything's connected.
Yeah, so the whole goddamn ship controversy was solved by the moon and not one of those little tiny cranes that I was talking about.
Excavator.
Whatever. You know,
somebody
don't call
on YouTube.
Unskilled labor.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's a little tiny crane compared to a huge tugboat.
Some asshole on YouTube was like, "Oh, it's an excavator. It's not a crane." Look, we don't care, dude. We don't give a fuck about excavators here, okay?
No, my son does. There's a little song. I'm an excavator. I don't know what that's from. It's one of like the three shows that he watches on repeat all the time. But I know what an excavator is. I was unaware that people really cared that it was called that, other than a little tiny crane.
My son just turned 18. Well, he's right at 18 months. He'll be 2 years coming up. And he is all about Old MacDonald and EIEIO. And so, I mean, we watch every version of Old McDonald you could think of on YouTube right now.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Which one do you want? No, no, no. Yes.
It feels right. Weird to tell kids to go and watch YouTube. I mean, luckily there's like a YouTube Kids like element for it, but there's still like adult videos on there. We talked about this with Jared a few months ago where they're shopping for like horror toys and things like that. And you're like, God damn it, man. What am I supposed to do with this? Netflix though has got it on lock. Their child's programming is elite. My God, man. Next level with their child's programming there. The Go-Go Corey Carson are on that shit.
You should see mine.
It's huge, right?
No, not my what?
Your child's programming?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just me with like, you remember V for Vendetta?
Yeah.
How the Supreme Leader was talking with those big banners behind him all the time. It's just me completely silhouetted, just my head, no body or anything, just shouting.
Yeah.
Nonsensical phrases like, vegetables are for pussies, you know, stuff like that, because they are. Vegetables are pointless and everybody knows it.
Children love it.
Yeah, they really do. So it bleeps out the word pussies.
Vegetable french fries are amazing though.
Let me be clear. Vegetables taste amazing. They just are inefficient. They're an inefficient way to get those vitamins into your body.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. Like, I'm not going to eat 28 servings of green vegetables a day. It's fucking stupid. I'm going to eat cows, right?
Right.
All day long.
Right.
Elk, bison, and cows. And then I'll take supplements.
Yes. I'm good with the supplements as well.
Yeah. But I will eat vegetables. They're delicious.
Yeah.
You know, I the thing that I've, in the last probably 5 years or so, started looking at, like, my protein intake and everything, is like, I always felt like, you know, basically done paleo, very heavy, you know, heavy meats, low carbs, you know, kind of that diet. But I still have a hard time getting 190 to 200 grams of protein in my diet every day, even though I feel like that's all I fucking eat is meat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I still, at the end of the day, I'm like, well, I still got to take 50 grams in a protein shake because I'm not getting any more. I don't know what else to do.
When you look at, like, especially NFL guys or somebody like The Rock, the WWE guys in general, who are like staying, they have a lot of mass consistently throughout the year.
Yeah.
Eating anywhere from 5 to 15,000 calories a day and something like 250 to 350 grams of protein. That is fucked. I mean, you just spend all day eating.
Yes.
It sucks, man. I mean, like, it takes all the joy out of it.
Huge bowl of egg whites in the morning.
Yeah.
And it literally is like about half to two thirds of that egg white carton. And I'm just like, oh, miserable. And it's like, well, that's 40 grams of protein, but like, I got to do this 6 more times to get my protein intake in the day.
Is there an age where you just give up and you're like, hey man, I'm all done with fucking eating egg whites?
When you die, you should be the drunkest and the highest and the fattest you've ever been in your life.
That's exactly the conversation I had with
you.
My
just
wife.
Don't want to go full John Belushi and have it happen at 27 years old.
Right. What age do you give up in life where you're just like, all right, I'm done with all the bullshit and trying to do.
I think whenever your dick stops working, probably. Although these days you can extend.
Yeah, man.
Who is it? Is it Cat or is it Eddie Griffin that does a joke about how your dick's supposed to time out right around where the speed limit does? You know what I mean?
Oh, 55, 65. Yeah. Wow. I was on an 80 highway the other day. I'm not even going to make it. I'm dead serious.
Is that with the extra miles that you get from the cop? You know, like, you know, hey.
Yeah. No. I was on a freeway. That was 80 miles an hour was the speed
limit.
It's the
10,
in Texas.
Yeah. It's the 10.
I was like, what the fuck?
Once you get past, once you get out of Louisiana and about 15 or 20 miles, I think, into Texas, it's 80 for the rest of the way until you start getting like Waco and shit.
Man.
Yeah, it's dope as fuck.
It is. It's shocking though. You're like, wait, I can go 80?
Unless you're driving a fucking panel van, like our boys, we're bringing all that gear out here, the operator guys. And he's like, yeah, I thought we were going to flip over a bunch. I'm like, well, it's a good thing you didn't have a bunch of explosives in the back.
Yeah.
the front wheels just shaking like this.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
You know, I will say, like, hey, I was talking about the protein and eating. I will go crush a cheeseburger, fries, pizza, anytime I want, right? But I just typically, for the most of my meals are you know, better meals than they are shitty meals, right? Like, that's what I see is like, okay, at least I'm doing it right. I could never, nor would I want to go train for, you know, some kind of fitness competition where you're literally weighing everything out. Like,
no,
I don't do that. I just, I pour it in and like, okay, I'm close. Like I don't count my macros or do any of that shit. Like I don't care enough. Mm. I'm just trying to be at least a little bit better than.
Yeah. No, if you do what you're supposed to do on a regular basis, you can do whatever you want the rest of the time for the most part. Right. It's like, it's moderation, I guess, in a form.
Yeah.
Doug Stanhope used to call it excess in moderation. So don't drink 3 beers a night. Wait until the end of the week and drink 21 beers one night.
Okay. You know okay. I mean? Yeah, yeah.
I always like that theory. That's what I do, except for I do that every single day.
Every day, yeah.
But yeah, I'm basically a superhero when it comes to drugs and alcohol. That's why I'm trying to write this book to teach people how to do it responsibly.
Right.
Right? Because I'm not, like, people hear me talking about it, like, oh, I'm going to do that. No, don't. Do what I do. Do what I say, not what I do, right?
I had a friend of mine, Sean, who weighs his food, and I had a few drinks at a barbecue, and I just said, dude, are you happy?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I go, are you fucking happy at all? Like, because that would be the most miserable thing of all time. And he's like, yeah, you know, I want to look great and everything else. And I was like, yeah, but is it worth it? Are you happy doing that?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
I can't think of his name right now. I think it was Matt Frères, the Fraser? CrossFit guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fraser. Shit. He was on the show.
He talked about that not too long ago, about just how, like, I mean, literally, like, everything, like, his sleep regimen, like, everything was so structured all year long that finally he was just like, you know, he's like, that's why I'm retiring, is because, like, I don't want to live that life anymore. It's not like when everyone else is out at 9 o'clock at night, I'm in bed sleeping to get the optimal sleep. And I'm, you know, like, but that's what you have to do. I mean, like, to get to that level, I mean, that's what it is. You know, I mean,
yeah, I'll talk about this story now.
It is.
I don't give a shit.
It is. You know, though, before you get onto that, that's another thing people think about celebrities and shit. Like this new Demi Lovato thing's coming out. She was just on Rogan.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, that people are jealous of people like her with, like, she's wealthy, right?
Yeah.
Has a cool life. She gets to do a lot of weird shit, but constantly under the microscope, especially if you're a woman, mm-hmm. you gain like a pound and a half. People are like, oh, gross. So you get a weird haircut and all of a sudden you're getting lit up on social media for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
You don't want that life. I promise you. I promise you the money is not worth it. And if you don't believe me, go listen to her talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with weighing your fucking food and shit, man.
Weighing your food. And, you know, the Matt Frères story I was going to say was, you know, he was on Drinking Bros. We did the episode.
Yeah, it was like that was 3 years ago because that was in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. He just won like his sixth title in a row or something.
That was Salt Lake. No, that was San Antonio. Yeah, that was 2 years ago. Yeah, it was San Antonio. Yeah.
And wherever it was, as I'm talking to him, asking him about his diet and workout and like, the regiment behind that to be world champion,
yeah,
sucks.
An alarm goes off and he pulls out like a fucking Ziploc bag full of food and just eats that amount of food right then.
Yes,
yeah. Like shit like that. Like that's look. So he obviously enjoyed doing it.
I couldn't tell if he did, to be honest with you.
No one does something that long.
Yeah,
that
I was gonna say. I mean, at some point you'd have to enjoy it. Like it wouldn't. The money's not worth it. The notoriety is not worth it. You'd have to enjoy it to some level. I mean, like Michael Phelps and all those, you know, like Olympic athletes that get to that level and just keep performing and performing and performing. Like they have to enjoy it for some. And then when they stop enjoying it, that's when it's over.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm glad you brought up Michael Phelps because that's what the first retirement before he decided to come back for the last Olympics, he was literally just like, I hate this life.
Yeah.
I am tired of eating 6,000 calories a day. I'm tired of the workouts.
I think what he was really tired of is not smoking weed, right?
Maybe. Yeah, probably. You're not having any fun, though.
No.
I mean, he's in the pool, I think, what do you say, 5 a.m., 6 a.m.?
Yeah, and every morning. I mean, one pound in the pool will ruin everything for you. If you're performing at that elite of a level, every single thing that goes in and out of your body is measured. You know what I mean? So fuck that.
I saw him in an interview maybe 2 weeks ago and he looked the happiest he's ever been because he's not doing that anymore. He's got a wife and kids and he's just like, dude, I'm finally enjoying life.
I like that dude a lot. And I'll tell you why, because he does whatever the fuck he wants most of the time.
Yeah.
Greg Giraldo used to do a great joke about him. He was like, you know what why people really got upset about him getting caught smoking weed is because parents couldn't tell their kids not to smoke weed anymore because you can smoke a little weed and still be the best swimmer in the history of fucking human beings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, that whole fucking,
well, that, you know, whole you also have to be, work. You also have to be, you know, 6'5", perfect build,
web feet,
you know, 12 shoe,
hands
like grizzly bears, you know, I mean, you just have to have those other genetics too, but you know, tomato, tomato. I mean,
yeah, exactly. There's nothing you can do at a certain point. Like, Dan, you haven't worked out in how many years?
It's been November of 2018 is the last time I worked out. November, it was right after that midterm election. So it would have been like November the 9th, I think.
You're on 2.5 years now at this point, yep. And you still look identical. Mm-hmm. Like nothing has changed.
Yeah, but I've got weird genetics. So it's not, again, don't do a, well, look, if
is your dad super jacked or something, then we just don't know it?
No, he got, I mean, he was as when he was younger, but he got fat older and then he lost weight later on. But, you know, I've never had that issue. I just don't retain a lot. And I eat a lot of protein. I don't eat a lot of sugar.
Right.
That's a big part of it. Right. I mean, if you eat the right shit, then that's fucking 90% of the battle right there. I mean, what do they say, Sean? Abs are made in the fucking kitchen, right?
Yeah.
They're exposed in the kitchen. They're made in the weight room, but they're exposed in the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like that's 90% of it is diet and drinking water, frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big thing too. But we drink, the fact that these soda companies still even exist in American culture, like fuck blaming. I understand blaming China for mm-hmm. the COVID thing. Blame Coca-Cola. And Pepsi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that made us fat pieces of shit for the last 100 years.
I sat next to a guy on a plane who ordered like three.
All the fast food restaurants
yeah.
and everything.
I mean, yeah.
Garbage,
I mean,
garbage.
It's literally
food.
Like you can't, I mean, there you can't leave that line without them supersizing you. And you're like, yeah. Well, I did get my Diet Coke, but. Yeah.
And you yeah. want, we wonder why.
I'm eating 3,000 calories and, yeah. and a whole bunch of yeah. saturated
at one
fat.
Time. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And we wonder why. So. One of the we see these articles over the last year or so about how poor communities, particularly Black communities, were disproportionately affected by COVID. Right? They also have, historically speaking, higher rates of heart disease and all this other bullshit. Why? Food deserts. They don't have access to fresh food in their community.
Yeah. Right.
So they have to eat bullshit. They have to go in the center aisles in the grocery stores in an already shitty grocery store, and then they have to eat fast food because it's $3.99 for a happy meal, but to cook that kid a real meal. It costs fucking like $6 to $8 at least, right? That's double.
Yeah.
In some cases. That's not okay. Like, we've really fucked up here. We're paying people to not grow corn to keep the price regulated, right?
Yep.
And we can't feed our fucking people.
Did you guys last week talk about the Krispy Kreme?
Oh, yeah. We didn't mention it. We didn't go into it into too much detail. But for those of you who don't know, a lot of people, Krispy Kreme signed on to do this fucking thing with, if you get a vaccination, they'll give you a free donut. You know what I mean?
Ah, look at that. How nice is that?
That is like a pimp abusing their prostitute. Like, here, stay fat so you need this vaccine.
Yeah.
Stay fat, you
by
little
the way,
piggy.
One of the, you know, contributing factors, overweight. Here's a donut for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one of the contributing factors. It is the primary one. 78% yeah. of all people who've been hospitalized for COVID were obese. Of the remainder, 80% were 65 or older, 95.6% total, fat or old.
I would argue, though, Sean, that a Krispy Kreme donut is worth dying over.
Maybe.
Hey, like when you see the fresh
hot
light
now.
Come on. Yeah.
Hot
yeah.
now, yeah.
As soon as you see that light come on, and if you're able to get in that drive through fast enough and pop one of those in your gullet, that's worth dying for, I think.
I'll let you guys in a little secret. So Saturday morning before I go run, I will have 2 Krispy Kreme donuts. That's yeah. part of my game day ritual.
A lot of people do Pop-Tarts, donuts, yeah. things yep. like that.
Yep.
I mean, it's fine.
What I was saying earlier was I sat next to a guy on a plane who had 3 Coca-Colas on the flight out. And I was right. thinking to myself, man, I can't name the last time I've had a soda, like a soda pop like that.
Right.
Not even at a bar, like a Jack and Coke or something like that. Like, I can't name the last time I've had a soda. I can tell you the last time I had a cigarette, but I can't yeah. name the last time I had a soda, and both are equally as bad for you, probably.
Yeah. Dude, I'm the same way. Like, I just recently found Bubbly. They just started doing caffeinated sparkling water.
Oh, well, that's cool.
And it's the same caffeine content as what a Coke is, obviously, but it's just water and sugar-free, everything else like that is clear. and they're phenomenal. Like
Celsius is like that too, right? Celsius has the sugar-free, just straight carbonated water.
I think so.
Yeah, there's a couple of decent ones out there.
Are you drinking it right now?
The Bublé.
Oh yeah, yeah, the Michael Bublé.
I think Bubbly's got the best soda water that exists.
Well, I'm a Spindrift guy myself, but Spindrift
for mixers.
Spindrift is amazing.
For mixers, for sure.
Yeah. They do it right.
Yeah. My wife, though, goes Bublé. She's got that
stuff.
They're
right there in Texas.
Yeah, they are. If I'm just drinking the water, then I go Bubbly. Mm-hmm. If I'm mixing it, I have like my bar that you saw that Kelly built last night.
Oh, yeah.
Is full of Spindrift. I mean, that's what I use for mixers.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Yeah, it's good. And they have the flavor is really forward, so it mixes well. I think Bubbly doesn't mix well with booze. Right, but it's good for just drinking because it's not too pungent or strong. I don't know what the word is for flavor.
It's not pungent.
Pungent intense? Smell. Intense, maybe.
Yeah, I like intense.
Like an energy intensifier.
Who do you hang out with up there, up in Virginia Beach? Do you hang out with a lot of like the former SEALs, like Ray and those guys?
Every now and then, Ray and I will get together and do stuff. Typically, I'm still hanging around with a lot of active duty guys that are in the still teams. My whole neighborhood is basically team guys, it feels like. So depending on what cycle they're on, it's either the safest neighborhood or it's the most dangerous. So
that's hilarious.
And everyone's gone or everyone's here. So a lot of guys here in the neighborhood that still in the teams, but for the most part, it's kind of just a small group of people that we all kind of hang around with, here or working most of the time, you know.
Yeah. By the way, Barely Wrecked, she says, hey, I've been drinking since 8 a.m. and I'm feeling pretty good. Here's $100 for beers and buds. Stay sexy, you nerds. I love you. That's always a fun thing, you know, 8 a.m. drinking. It's what, Monday, though?
You
is this today Monday?
I've heard somewhere it's Tuesday, so who knows?
You're going this hard on a Monday. I'm thrown off. My whole schedule's thrown off because of this March Madness thing. I'm not used to games being on Monday and Tuesday night and all that stuff, so my days are all off. Big Dan, I was unaware that there was games tomorrow on Tuesday.
Yeah, this Monday and Tuesday, and it's weird. It starts on, it's like Thursday, or it's Friday. It used to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Yep.
Then they moved it to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, and then they started Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, it's been weird this year, but I mean, look, again, we said this last year if the tournament had happened, it was the time to try some new shit out and see what works better, and I think they're doing that this year, luckily, right? So hopefully it manifests itself in better production quality and scheduling next year. This is the time, right, to try out weird shit during all this dumb shit where things are shut down. There's no fans in Indianapolis. Otherwise, we'd be there right now. Well, we would be there 2 days from now, but we're not going.
No, it's there's still, I don't know. What's it like in Virginia? Texas is open. I mean, I got yelled at a CVS last night, but that was about it.
So do you guys still see people walking around masked?
Outdoors a little bit, but we're in Austin, right? So there's a lot of weirdos here. And I think... Yeah. To be honest, we talked about this 2 weeks ago after, what was it, the 10th, right, when it first came down, the mask requirement. We were at a bar, at a comedy show, one of our buddies' bars, and some of the people I saw wearing, they would wear a mask in and out of the place, even though they didn't have to. Then they would get seated and take it off, and then they would maybe reflexively put it on again and then notice nobody else was, and then they would take it off. Right. So I think some people were just still conditioned to wearing the goddamn thing all the time. And now they're getting over it. And I've seen in my building, which is downtown Austin, and lots of people there are. They are on one side of the political spectrum. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. Even these people I've seen shedding it lately.
Yeah.
And it's really only the staff doing it now. But if I like from me, I just try to be courteous. If I see like an older person or somebody that's already wearing theirs, I'll put mine on just because I don't want to make them feel weird because I don't really give a shit.
Right.
But if it's somebody that's not wearing it and I jump in to the elevator or something with them, I don't care about that. And if I'm in the elevator wearing it and they start to put theirs on, I'm like, you don't have to do that. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I straight up let them know. Like, I don't care. I'm just doing this in case somebody else cares.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That has been funny to see. Like, people, like, you get into an elevator and they whatever. I've had a couple situations where they had forgotten or whatever, and they're sitting here like this. Like, covering up, like, I really don't fucking care.
I feel like I always preface that by saying, hey, dude, you don't have to reach for your mask. I don't care. I don't give a shit. And they're like, cool.
I left it here. I really don't care. Just, you know, but so Virginia, I was going back, you know, back to the school thing, you know, here in Virginia, they're virtual on Monday, but then go to school Tuesday through Friday.
Right.
So I know some people have been using that as a nice excuse to have just epic 3-day weekends. So maybe that's what, you know, day drinking on their 3-day weekend. But restaurants, same thing. You know, you have to wear it when you walk in, but as soon as you sit down, you can take it off. So like,
so the thing with the restaurant is really silly to me now, because I guess it made sense when there were capacity limitations, when you were actually 6 feet away from other people, but now you're definitely not. Right. Now that it's at 100% capacity, that mask from where you're standing to where you're walking to is fucking pointless. Let's be real.
Yeah, all of it. And as the weather starts to pick up here and it gets hotter,
yeah,
especially in Texas, there's no way. Nobody's going back anymore after that first, you know, 90-degree day here. Forget about it. It's over. Yeah. Are people partying up there in Virginia Beach?
There's been a little bit. We actually just had a shooting. A couple of days ago. I think two guys were killed, and then like eight were injured or something like that, or maybe it was reverse. I forget what the numbers were, but you know, basically from where Mapbox old building was, it was about 2 miles from our headquarters.
Oh shit. Were they partying was it just like a,
what's that?
Were they partying or was it a normal thing?
Yeah. So, there's things that are going on down at the oceanfront. And now that now it's starting to get warmer and things like that, you know, so, some places are still doing, you know, like late spring break type situation for stuff. And then you got, I don't know what it was, but I think it was Saturday night. It was actually late Saturday night.
Yeah, because Miami was going off too. Any place with a beach, I feel like, is going off. I just came from Carolina Beach down in North Carolina,
yeah,
raging over the weekend.
I'm sure Myrtle Beach, there's probably people being stabbed every 30 minutes now. Right?
Myrtle, dude.
Myrtle Beach is like, it's
north, if you, north or south.
Either way.
Either. Like, fuck. Myrtle's Myrtle, brother. If
it's just the weirdest fucking place on earth. Depending on what time of year you go, you can run into any kind of trouble you want.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's I mean, for that reason, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
People are dressed like pirates at the bar and shit. Yeah,
like, what the fuck?
And you're like, hey, is that for something? Are you dressed up? No, it's just
hanging out.
It's just Monday.
Oh, cool.
It's Monday. Why not?
There is a national Talk Like a Pirate Day. There's also a national Talk Like a Pittsburgh Pirate Day.
I think it's September
19th, yeah.
Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah, but there's also a national Talk Like a Pittsburgh Pirate Day, and I don't even know what that means.
You have to talk like a loser. They haven't won anything in a very, very long time.
The last time they won a playoff game was probably like 92 versus the Braves, right? I mean, honestly, when after that?
Think so, yeah.
And then Sid Bream broke everybody's heart.
I believe they won against the Reds in a
wild card game. Oh, they won against the Reds in a wild card game? Oh, congratulations.
Well, that's never going to happen again. The Pittsburgh Pirates are now a farm team. Are you a baseball fan, Sean?
Not really, no.
Who do you like? What's your sport?
I grew up liking the Yankees. I grew up liking the Giants. My dad was from New York, so we always grew up watching them. So typically, you know, kind of watch what they do, but not really follow it a lot. I really just don't have time for sports too much.
Sport ball.
Yeah, no, I understand it, and especially with a brand new company and everything. Yeah. It's tough.
Well,
man.
I mean, we're lucky to be sports fans, but also have our company to be completely surrounded by sports all the time. Like, that's part of what we do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to enjoy it, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
I mean, it's to me, if traveling to sporting events wasn't part of the day-to-day work that we do, we would never be able to go unless it was something local and we just happened to be there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But, and down here in Austin, there's only one professional team, and that doesn't get cranked up until, what, June, I think?
I think it's their first home game, the Austin Football Club, is June the fucking 7th or 9th or some shit like that.
Okay.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be funny if it was June 9th because that's 6-9.
You know that's nice. My favorite day, obviously, around here. So.
Definitely.
I got asked to sit on the panel last year for the Washington Redskins to rename the franchise. So they've been going around and taking small groups, and there was a veteran small group, focus group, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And
that's probably Scott Davidson running that, right?
What's that?
That's probably Scott Davidson from
Yeah,
from Burbiz running that. He's a good dude, buddy of ours.
Awesome, awesome guy. Yep. So I got I was part of that panel. The name that we were all pushing was the Washington Warriors.
That'd be good, yeah.
The reason, so I mean, they've had like 60,000 submissions for names. Like, yep. I mean, literally everything you could think of. And we, you know, we also said, hey, obviously we know that there's, you know, obviously the Warriors are already a professional sports team, but the goal is to still keep with the roots of the heritage of Washington, D.C. And, you know, they do a lot with military and giving back and other things like that. And so just trying to keep it that way. So anyway, that was the name that we came up with. And so we'll see what they end up picking.
I actually think the Washington football team is a pretty good name.
I liked it. It grew on me to the point
it's very unique. Yeah. Nobody else is doing it. If everybody else started doing it, it'd be kind of lame. But now that they're the only ones, it's kind of cool. Although it does look weird on some stuff because it's 3-letter acronym instead of a 2-letter acronym. You know what I mean? Like GB for Green Bay, stuff like that. I don't know.
Well, it's WFT for those guys is what they're...
It's 3, right?
Yeah.
So,
and
I don't know.
You always think of what the fuck. Obviously.
But I mean, the New York Giants and New York Jets have been like that for a long time because they're both New York teams, right? And then LA Rams is LAR, LA Chargers, LAC. So maybe this is where it's going. I don't know.
The marketing director for the Washington football team, the whole time, like, we just kept calling it the Redskins. We were like, the Redskins, 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 Redskins. And so she slipped up and we're like, yeah, the Redskins. And she was just like, really just like looked real fast, like, I haven't said the Redskins name in like months. And we're like, well, we just made you say a bad word.
I tricked them.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's going to happen with those guys. I didn't mind their whole thing. I saw Snyder ended up taking up the full ownership. So he's got the team now and it's just his, which is probably not a good thing. And he's not been that great of an owner.
Not really, but I mean.
The thing that I liked most about it, though, is they've been taking their time with the whole thing. And they didn't just rush to just throw a bullshit name out there, right? Like, yeah, I mean, maybe they do stick with, you know, the Washington football team. Fine, whatever. But at least they've done, I think she said that they've done, you know, almost 100 of these small focus groups. And I mean, they had, you know, minority groups, they had owners, they had diehard like season ticket holders, they had, you know, I mean, all these small focus groups to just basically for an hour pick your brain. What did you like about the Washington Redskins? What don't you like about them? Like, what do you want to see in the future? Even whether you like the team or not, like, just tell us what your thoughts
are. It's an interesting conversation. We've had it a lot on this show too about like the Cleveland Indians. Maybe that one is problematic, but it's not really up to us to decide whether it is or not. Most of the natives that have been polled don't really have a problem with that, and a lot of them call themselves American Indians now, right?
Yeah.
And the Braves have been attacked a little bit, maybe more so for the logo than the name, because Brave is not a denigrating term. That is a fucking, and the tomahawk chop too, that's kind of weird, but the Braves, like,
That's
phrase
what they used to kill animals with.
The phrase "brave" would be
or a rope after they're hanging someone. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's probably not the great thing, but it's the term "brave" obviously is referring to a young soldier in the fucking in the native army or whatever the fuck you would call that, right? In the tribe, that is an honorific term. That is not a bad thing at all. So, you know, I don't want to hear about cultural appropriation. We're trying to fucking show some respect to these people. Removing Aunt Jemima, who was the first millionaire, black female millionaire in American history, from shit because it might fucking rub somebody the wrong way because of how Mammy was portrayed and Gone with the Wind. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, we're erasing black people from history now. We need to stop that shit.
Well, it's strange. It's going to keep going. I've just come to the fact that it's going to keep going. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
The last thing I wanted to ask you about, Sean, is... DC is possibly becoming a state. How are you about that? Because the other part was, do we combine DC into Virginia?
I mean, for me, I mean, things are just getting so obviously weird with everything, politics and everything else with it. I mean, I see on some side of it, it's like, okay, you go there and you move into DC proper. And then you lose some of your citizen rights of you're no longer a state, right? You no longer have some of that. So I could see on some of that side, I think some of the motives of why they're doing it are skewed. to that. So like, I don't like that part of it because it just kind of, it comes across as we're doing this because we're trying to force an agenda that isn't necessarily the best for the country. I don't think so. I think I'm for leaving it what it is.
Yeah. Cause you live there. More, so what's, yeah. Do you care or does it, you know, would it affect you or would you like to see it just go into Virginia?
I would rather see it go into Virginia, but I mean, you know, and then again, you know, for it, I mean, most of them don't, most people for them, I mean, you know, they live outside of that DC area. Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a lot of, I don't know what the population is in it for, you know, specifically, but for the most part, majority of the population that floods in there to work, it's got to be over half that flood in there, you know, each day just to work and then migrate right out of there. And so they're either part of, you know, Virginia or Maryland or, you know, in the surrounding area, or even, you know, some people come in traveling from West Virginia, probably.
Right.
So,
yeah, I mean, it's, I think the founder's intent was to not, to have the capital not be in a state. Right.
Okay.
So I don't know why that would matter though.
Me frankly. Neither. I mean, it
was originally in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So once they moved it to DC, they were like, all right, we're not going to make it part of a state. But since fucking people have been able to read and understand the Constitution, people who actually live in DC are like, wait, so we paid taxes and we don't get a federal representative?
Yeah.
Isn't taxation without representation part of the Constitution that this capital was built for? I mean, what the fuck are we doing here? You know what I mean? So it's certainly a complex situation. I understand how people would feel one way about it or the other. Everything's so hyper politicized these days too. You can tell there's some intent on the left to do something there. They want another state so they can get two more senators and a couple of Congress people. Yeah. So it is what it is. I mean, that's a complex situation.
Maybe there's a way that without making it its own state, you still achieve the goal of allowing them to have representation, right? Like, I mean, go back to your birth state or something like that. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's like,
oh, you mean like how the military has home of record.
Yep. Yeah.
And you just assign somewhere else. I mean, I guess that would make sense, but there are a lot of people now. I mean, we're generationally into DC. A lot of people were born there. But there's to your point before, there's about 850,000 people that work in DC. There's only 700,000 total residents, including children. You know what I mean? So like half of that is probably a working age. So you're talking about 350,000 people and 800,000 working there. At least 550,000 people are coming from one of these other metro areas in DC to work.
Yeah. I hate the traffic there.
Dan, you know, to that point, right? If you don't have a home or record, right? Mm-hmm. Like in the military, you can also choose one and say, well, Florida, I'm going to represent Florida. So that could be something else. And then you follow suit with what Florida is.
Yeah. And maybe they just shrink what DC is like the part, if the founder's intent was to keep the capital out of a state legislature for whatever reason, you just make the literal capital, the literal White House, the literal Naval Observatory outside of that purview, but the residences belong to one state or the other, right? Based on some line. That would make a lot more sense to me than making a state out of 700,000 people.
It already is by the river, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
So,
but why? What other state? We wouldn't just. I mean, Rhode Island is what it is. That was around in the beginning. Delaware, Rhode Island, pretty small states, right?
Yeah.
But they were the first. They were original. They were OGs. Now we wouldn't even consider making a state out of a territory that had 700,000 people. That's ridiculous. In a country that has fucking as many 330, 350 million people, there's no goddamn way that deserves statehood.
I like to go with whatever state that I identify with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with that. By the way, the winner for the Washington football team name in our chat here is Tyler's Durden is an autistic ass. He came up with the Washington White Claws. Big fan. And if you're
goes out of business, though?
And the reason I say that is there's a Red Bull for one of the soccer teams.
That's true. The New York Red Bulls, yeah.
Yeah, so they're killing it. Mm-hmm. White Claw would be great. Nothing like a little bunch of White Claw on the sidelines. And I think they're going co-ed this year with cheerleading, which is a fun thing.
Well, look, I mean, some of our favorite all-time people were male cheerleaders, like George W. Bush.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was a cheerleader. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That was his athletic contribution to the Ivy League.
We should have known what was going to happen with that then.
Did not know that. That's a.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did not either.
Big time. Big time.
Gigi just threw in 69-69. Thank you for cheering me up. Got to go. Market closes in 15 minutes.
She's all over it. Yeah. She's all over the market.
She's all over the market. Look, stonks are hot. Did you get in on any of that, Sean?
Not on any of the I've been in Bitcoin and
how long you been in Bitcoin?
Bitcoin probably 2.5 years.
Oh, shit. So you're doing no wonder well. You started like
I started off real slow. Like I just slowly, and then within the last year, I just started where every Thursday I do $50 basically, and every Thursday $25 every Thursday I just do it. So ends up being $100 a month, and just let it go every Thursday. It auto pulls that $25, and I split between Bitcoin and Ethereum.
No shit.
Yeah.
Man, well, we know how you started the company.
I mean, so far, you know, so far it's, I mean, I've probably got about a 4 or 5x return on just doing that over the last, year and a half. I mean, again, $25 a month. I mean, that's a lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, or $25 a week, you know, so I put it in my budget and just let it auto draft out.
That's amazing.
That's a good idea.
Way to go. Now's the point in the show where we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. You can submit at drinkingbros.com. We've also got some sweet merch there that's finally available. Dan's shirt is on there.
Yeah.
The new Drinking Bros podcast t-shirts are on there. They're all there. And then you'll see a submission form for Drinking Bro of the Week. They come directly to us. We do not screen them and read them live on air. This one is from Katie Lead from New Jersey, member of Drinking Bros for too long. She says, and she's nominating John Brame. Reason for the nomination is my boyfriend is a badass Air Force veteran who laid his life on the line too many times to count for our freedom. He's a huge fan of the show, a true patriot, and just a really amazing guy.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Have you?
I follow him on the Instagrams.
Do you really?
And his wife, yeah, who's that person.
No
or,
shit.
Or his girlfriend, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're cool people. And I plan on doing some weird shit to harass them, actually. I don't know why. Like, some people just seem like they're getting through life too easily. I'm like, nah, I'm going to go throw some fucking some marbles on the floor.
And see
what happens. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, so good luck, guys.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Again, they just come in and we read them live on air. So whatever they are, they are. Sean, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, and thanks, you guys. Thanks, Ross. Thanks, Dan.
When are we going to have the answer if you broke the record?
So Saturday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. East Coast time, Katie will be doing her attempt, and then at 11:30 a.m. East Coast time, I'll be doing my attempt.
Wait, this Saturday?
This Saturday.
Oh, it's Easter weekend, right? You better not let down Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey.
A lot of pressure.
He might not come back, dude, on Sunday.
So at 11:37 East Coast time, at 11:38 East Coast time, you'll know whether it was broken or not.
Is it going to be televised anywhere? Like live stream?
We're going to live stream it across each of our platform, each of our profiles. So
okay.
I'll have it on my Instagram and then she'll have it on hers for her.
Cool.
But you know, it's close to the public. They're going to have some media there. I think Black Rifle Coffee's,
the Coffee or Die guys. Yeah.
The Coffee or Die guys are going to be there interviewing pre and post. So it'll be a story about that.
Yeah, we'll watch that. So when you say on your Instagram, you mean Sean.Matson?
Yep.
On Instagram? Yep. Cool. All right, we'll check that out.
Yeah, I'm amps.
If I'm awake at 11:37 on – well, that's 10:37 here. You said Eastern, 11:37 Eastern? 10:37 Eastern. That's about when I wake up. Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll be in bed still, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, you'll be in bed. You'll be able to watch it on your phone. And look, it's only going to last under 8 minutes. It should, Sean.
Under 7:30.
Yes. So if you can't spare 7 minutes and 30 seconds of your life to watch Sean break a record or possibly shave his entire body live on air, you know, that's up to you.
But what do you have to do? I mean, you're the one challenging to do shit. So what do you have to do if he beats it?
What would you like, Sean? What would you like if you were able to break the record?
Keep in mind, he has to be on camera every day. And I don't mean that in the take it easy on him kind of way. I mean, make it more fucked up kind of way. Because he's had to do a lot of weird shit on camera for me over the years.
I have, yeah.
From dressing like Tom Selleck with a perm to pre-Fontaine and then to the Summer of Swayze.
Oh, yeah.
It never ends.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to say, so when I break it, you have to run a mile in the bomb suit.
Oh, shit.
Not one prayer. My God.
We need him to. Our life insurance hasn't gone through yet. Can we wait until that goes through?
Yeah, Ben. If Ben Wagoner's watching, that life insurance, bro, has got to go through. Then I'll hop on out there.
Yeah. Then it can die. We'll
that'll
be fine,
quick
yeah.
$5 million over to you guys.
You do the attempt.
I would fucking die doing that, man. Because to be honest, even off air, Dan and I have been watching your training process.
It's wild.
Throughout this. So we were off air. We were talking about this before you were on the show today. And I was like, dude, I think I would fucking pass out around 100 to 200 yards in. Only because that, first of all, the suit is so heavy and it looks so goddamn hot. Like, do you run in just silkies?
I mean, basically just silkies and a shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm testing out different shirts that just supposed to, you know, wick and keep that stuff cool. But I mean, it is. I mean, obviously you don't want that. I mean, so I could add another, I think it's 12 pounds worth of batteries and fans and some other stuff to it to cool me off. But it'd be like putting a fan out in the middle, you know, like in the desert in Texas in the summertime. I mean, it's not going
to
fucking help.
Even if they're trying to hydrate, water is 8 pounds per gallon, my man.
Yeah.
Fug that.
I'd say what? I'll try to do a full show in the bomb suit.
I don't even know if you can do you sitting down for an hour and a half in the bomb suit is probably
going to be because it's 84 pounds, right? Like that's intense.
It's miserable. Like one of my workouts was getting on the assault bike wearing that suit. It's so fucking heavy. It's miserable. Even just getting on there and riding for 10 minutes on the bike. It's just like, It's just stupid. Like I a couple of times that we've done all the trials and different ones and had to put it on, I've had active duty team guys help me, and I was just like, and guys that I've like went through training with or others, and I'm just like, thank fucking God I never had to put this thing on to go do an op.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that.
This thing sucks, and thank God for those guys. But
yeah. I don't give EOD people, like I'll talk shit to Pogues all day long, but EOD people I really don't talk shit to that much, because I guarantee you I'm not doing that shit. Fuck that. I'm not walking over to a fucking bomb. I don't care what suit, unless I'm wearing an Iron Man suit.
Part of that whole suit is the helmet. The helmet weighs almost 20 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, it's not comfortable, and you got this chin strap just jerking your chin into your throat.
And it pretty much holds your head in place too, right? Like you can't you turn your whole body if you have to turn your head in that thing, right? Yeah. There's no mobility. It's like, you know, the problem Batman had.
Yeah.
Christian Bale figured it out.
Yeah. I think
it is cool though to see your neighbors like just peek out like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. That's funny, yeah. I mean it's probably a little bit more acceptable. If you were doing that in like the middle of Missouri somewhere, that might be a problem. Doing it in Virginia Beach, it's like, oh, he's probably doing something cool.
Yeah, are you just jogging through the neighborhood in the morning? Like, do you get up and start waving to the neighbors with the bomb suit on?
So I've only been training in the suit. I do it once a week. All the other times it's been weight vest or some other stuff, or like the sleds and stuff. Just because it is so, like, I need someone else to help me put the suit on, take it off. And then also, I mean, it's just so much weight that I'm getting my workouts in by the drags with the sled, doing bands, just getting in, you know, tons of resistant weight without just load weight, just to, you know, try to save some of the body.
Yeah. Well, hey, we wish you the best of luck here on the YouTube chat. Everybody is rooting for me to die so they can have a shot at Jesse.
That's true, nice.
So thank you, Itamashi, for hashtag save Jesse, and they're actually wanting me to do this to die. So thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
they want a shot at my wife. I love that. greatest listeners in the world. Sean, we're a huge fan, man, not only of yours, but of Cardomax. Go to cardomax.com, promo code DB for the buy one, get one. As long as that lasts. And then we will be following along Saturday on your Instagram to see if you break the world record. And then, pop back on and we'll chat about it after it's over in a couple weeks. How about that?
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Right, cool, awesome. Man. For Sean Mattson, D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. We are the Drinking Bros. Good night.